Welcome to the Gas Street Podcast. Our vision as a church is to be light for the city.
We really hope you enjoy this message.
Good morning, everyone. You can find your seats, bring conversation to a close. As Soph said, my name is Ifa, and I'm part of the team here at Gas Street. And I'm so happy to be sharing with you this morning our worship for everyone gathering. But before you hear from me, we're going to hear from somebody else. You might have met him at the last worship for everyone gathering. His name is Rocky, and he's a lot cooler than the boxer. So if you turn your eyes to the screen, let's hear what Rocky has to say.
Hi, everyone. I saw some of you at the last worship for everyone gathering. But if you've never met me before, I'm Rocky. I'm part of the Worship for Everyone team, and I go to all the locations. So, if you're watching from Gas Street South, give me a cheer. Yeah! Now, give it up for St. Luke's. And then there's Longbridge. And what's next? Oh, yeah, Gas Street Central. Woohoo! Give me a shout. And hello to everyone online too. Anyway, I better get to the point. I'm in a pickle and I don't know what to do. In fact, I urgently need your help. You see, it's my big sister's birthday today and she's got a party tonight. So I went with my mum this morning to buy her a big balloon. Oh, I love big balloons. The problem is, I was holding the balloon and I noticed my shoelace had come undone. So I popped the balloon on the floor, did up my shoelaces, and when I stood back up, the balloon had been stolen. Stolen in church. Who would do such a thing? So I've been on a rocky mission to find the missing balloon. I've looked in the church kitchen, the toilets, the kids' toy cupboard. I know it's in the building somewhere. I can almost smell it. I've interviewed James Levy and Ali Herbert. They were my top two suspects. I've heard James collects balloons. And Ali had a birthday recently, so maybe she thought it was hers. But they have given me their word that they know nothing. So, I've reached a dead end, everyone. Where, oh, where is my balloon? I wonder if you can help me. You see, my mum's going to be so cross if I don't find it. So could you start by looking under your chairs now, everyone? Go on. Is it there?
No.
Oh, well, please come and find me if you do spot it anywhere. I'm off now to interview Mike Darbandi next. He was lurking around here suspiciously earlier. So, I better go. But look, let me know if you find anything. And I'll see you next time, everyone. Bye!
Bye, Rocky! Guys, Rocky's lost his balloon. We need to find the balloon. Can anyone see the balloon? It's where? I can't see it. It's not here. Look, oh, it's up there. This must be Rocky's balloon. So we don't have to get mad at Mike Darbandi now. See, Rocky, he lost his balloon and he'd become so stressed and worried about what would happen with his sister's birthday, about what his mum might think, that he had looked everywhere, even the kids' toilets, but he'd forgotten to look up. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, this concept of looking up. Looking to God, fixing our eyes on God through all the problems, all the things that happen in our lives that worry and stress us, we need to remember to look up. And sometimes this might be something that you've heard a lot, especially if you've grown up in church, but it's so easy when we're worried about things, when we're worried about what's going on, what people might think, that we forget that we need to look up and look to God. Well, why do we forget? I mean, we've written some things down on these pieces of paper, things that we're worried about that are on our hearts and on our minds. There's so much stuff going on. There's so much to think about, isn't there? Maybe you're worried about your friendships. Maybe you're worried about school. Maybe you're moving up to secondary school and you're worried about how you'll cope with that. Or exams. Maybe you're worried about bills, about finances. I wrote down on my card, I'm quite worried about my car at the minute. My car is in the shop, and I heard them say dealer only part, which to me means expensive. So I'm worried about my car. Maybe you're worried about your health. Maybe you have family that are far away and you're worried about them. And we think about this stuff, it's on our minds, it's on our hearts, it consumes us, it distracts us, and we forget to look up to God. Has anyone here seen the film Encanto? Encanto? Couple hands. Okay, cool. I was gonna say, I bet all the adults pretended you watched it for your kids, but really you watched it for you, that was me. But this is a character in Encanto called Luisa, and she's the older sister, and she said that on the surface, she has to look like she's got it all together. She's got everything together, but this is how she feels underneath it all. She sings this really cool song called Under the Surface or Under Pressure or something like that. It's a great song. I'm not going to sing it, but it's a great song. And it's like how we can look put together on the outside, but on the inside, there's so much going on. There's so many things weighing us down, and we carry it and we carry it and we carry it. And under the weight of so much stuff, we forget to look up. So that's the Bible verse that we're going to be looking at today. It's Psalm 121. It will come up on the screen for you. And Psalm 121 says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This beautiful psalm reminds us of two very important things. That we need to look to God. And that two, that God is our helper. He's the maker of heaven and earth, but he's also our helper. This psalm reminds us that we need to look to God, to his faithfulness, to his kindness. It said he won't let us trip or stumble. Have you ever had a moment where you've tripped and you've tried to style it out like you meant it? But in our lives, in the things that we do, God doesn't let us stumble. We don't need to style it out. God's got it. God is our helper in every time of need. He doesn't take a break from looking after us. He doesn't sleep. And the flip side is, when we don't look up to God, we miss out on all that he has for us. Just like Rocky nearly missed out on finding his balloon. So how do we do this? How do we look up to God? Well, we're going to hear more about that in a moment. I'm going to share with you some thoughts. But first, we're going to practice looking up through a game. So I'm going to invite Nick and Soph back up, and then we'll talk more about that in a moment.
Come on, right. So we, as Ify said, we're looking at looking up and how important that is. For us, and so we have the look up quiz.
Woo, the look up quiz.
Come on, guys.
We need to get a bit more excited
than that.
The look up quiz. So, like Ify said, we are thinking today about looking up and how it's good to do that. It's good to do that and remember who God is. But we love having a bit of fun at worship for everyone as well. And so we thought, a quiz, it would just be right to do a quiz in the middle of a talk. Why not? So, if everyone could stand to their feet if they're able, this is how the quiz is going to work. There's going to be two options, option A and option B. If you think the answer to the question is option A, you're going to put up your hand when I say option A. If you think it's option B, you're going to put up your hand then. And I'm going to trust you to be honest with whether you get it right or wrong. If you get the answer wrong, you will have to sit down. Hopefully, we'll get through all six questions and we will have a winner. The prize on offer is some Dairy Milk chocolate. So if you're lactose intolerant, not good news. But for everyone else, it's great. Let's start. Does everyone understand where we're going with this? The quiz, amazing, wonderful. Question one, Nick, what is it?
Question one, how many floors does the tallest building in the world have? A, 163 floors, or B, 183 floors? So hands up for A, 163 floors.
Okay, got a few hands.
Oh. Okay, and hands up for B, 183 floors. All right, everyone with their hands up for B, you are out. You have to sit down. That was a lot of you.
Okay. Who's left? Okay, we've still got a few people in. It's all right. Okay, question two. How tall is the world's tallest living man? Is he A, 7'11", or B, 8'2"? Hands up for option A, 7'11". That is very tall, isn't it? B, 8'2". Who's thinking that it's option B?
Pretty split room.
Oh. Drum roll, please. The answer is B, 8'2". So if you put A, you are out. I'm very sorry. Question three, Nick. We still
question
got a good few
three.
People in. It's all right. I'm very suspicious of this group over here.
All right, question three.
I'm going to trust you, but...
This one is for the farmers. Which of these animals cannot look up at the sky? A, pigs, or B, sheep? Hands up for A, pigs. Pigs. A lot of support for the pigs. Hands up for B, sheep. Unfortunately, sheep, B, Johan, you have to sit down. You got that one wrong.
Okay, option
so
A,
sorry.
Pigs was correct. Okay, we have got three more questions, okay. What is the world's tallest tree called? Is it A, a Hyperion, or B, Icarus? Hands up for option A. Who thinks it's A? Okay, not actually loads. Okay, B, Icarus. The
lots
answer was A. So if you put B, you are out. If you are still in, would you like to come to the front so we can all see who's still in it to win it? Okay, these guys apparently smashing it, getting 100%.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Okay, amazing. Wonderful. Yeah, give them a round of applause, guys. Okay, we have two more questions. Okay, Nick, do you want to read question five?
Question number five. What should the moon over Birmingham look like tonight? And we have diagrams as well. A waxing gibbous or a waning gibbous? Hands up for A, waxing gibbous.
Okay.
Hands up for B, waning gibbous. Number B was right.
Yay!
if you put your hand up for A, sorry, you'll have
sorry,
to make your
guys.
Way back to your seat.
Okay. Last question, number six. What time will the sun rise in Birmingham tomorrow? So what time will the sun rise in Birmingham tomorrow? Is it A, 4:45 a.m. or B, 4:50 a.m.? Okay. What I will say is we've got four chocolate bars as the prize, so we're going to need a few of you to get out. So if you think it's A, 4:45, hands up. Okay. So let's just make that really clear.
Go again.
Going for A?
You too.
Going for A. Great. Who's going for B? Okay, everyone else going for B? The answer was question A. Well done, guys.
All right.
Love that. Okay, right. Nick's got your prize.
Two
Nick's
chocolate
got your prize.
Bars each.
Well done, guys. Can we have a round of applause for these guys?
Right, you ready, guys?
They've been amazing.
It's yours.
We're going to hand back to Ifa now, who, oh, best day ever. Come on. Ifa, bring us into land.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that was great. Somehow I managed to get out in the first round at both services. So that's a bit of a shame. But we have just practiced looking up. Looking up. And now we're going to talk about what we do. How do we do this? So the first thing I'll say, looking up to God needs to be a daily practice. It needs to be part of our routine, something that we get used to, that we do on a regular basis, because we can't do life without God. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is Psalm 16, where it says, I say to the Lord, you are my God. Apart from you, I have no good thing. We need to make it a daily habit that we are looking up to God. And as I said before, with all the stuff that goes on in our lives, with all these things that we've written down on these pieces of paper, it can be so hard to remember. And sometimes, maybe you've even tried looking to God or giving him your worries, your burdens, and it didn't turn out the way that you wanted it to. And that's really hard. And we don't know why that happens. But we still need to look up to God, because sometimes it does. And I'd rather look up to him all the time and sometimes get it than never look up to him and never know him. We need to know him. So I'm going to give us three practical things that we can do to help us look up to God more in our weeks ahead. So the first thing is reading our Bibles. We need to read the Word of God, because that's how God speaks to us. Have you ever had a moment where you're going through something and then you read the Bible and you read about somebody in the Bible that has had something similar happen to them and you see how God was so faithful to them? These things remind us to look up to him. That's how he speaks to us, through his Word. And we need to make it a habit to read the Bible every day. We see through Scripture that God is committed to helping his people. And here's the good news, we are his people. Through Jesus' death on the cross for us, we have been adopted into God's family and we count as his people, which means God is committed to helping us too. The second practical thing we can do to help us look up to God, and if the band could come and join me at this point as I come into land, is read Psalm 121. The psalm literally tells us to look up. And maybe the psalmist who wrote this, he was looking up at that point, looking to the heavens, to God. And it's something that we can physically do, but I see it as we do this physically to demonstrate what's happening on the inside. Inside, we're looking up to him. Maybe you want to read Psalm 121 every day. Maybe you want to read it before you go to bed or in the car or set an alarm, but make it a habit. One of the young people told me 2 weeks ago that it takes 60 to 70 days to build a habit, which is a long time. Maybe start with a week. Read Psalm 121 every day for a week, and then read it again for another week. And read it again for another week until it becomes a habit and we're reminded constantly that we need to look up to God, the maker of heaven and earth. And the third thing is that we need to pray. Praying is how we talk to God. And I think God loves our prayers, whether they're big or small. I love how in the space of a week, I was praying to God and saying, God, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And then a day later, I said, God, what color should I put in my hair next? I think he loves it. He loves it when we pray to him about the big things in our lives, the big decisions we have to make, and the small things in our lives too, because he's a God that cares for us. He cares for us deeply. And when we say God is our helper, think about how amazing that is. Like the maker of heaven and earth is on our side. God is on our side. So God wants to help us, but we need to ask him. We need to pray to him, to speak to him, and he answers us. And the final thing to remember today is that we don't have to do it on our own. Rocky had looked everywhere for his balloon and he couldn't find it, and he asked us to help him. And we found it in seconds. I'd barely got the sentence out before people were shouting, "Look up." And that's the thing. We are the family of God. We're here to support each other. We're a community. We're a family. And we can remind each other in the hard times that we need to look up to God. We can pray for each other and support each other. So not only do we have God on our side, we also have the people of God as well that help remind us to look up. So I'd love it if we could take a moment now. Maybe as I've been speaking, there's something in particular that you're thinking about, that you're worried about, that you're stressed about, that's on your heart. And maybe now is a moment to just give that to God. If we think about that thing, maybe it's the thing you wrote down on your paper. And if we just close our eyes for a minute and pray, talk to the maker of heaven and earth, look up to him and give him these worries. He's so faithful. He hears us, he loves us, and he helps us. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out.
If you want to find out more, visit our website, gastreet.org, or follow us on Instagram @gastreetchurch.